Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Okay, so this is the 415ers podcast. Download it, rate it, subscribe it. We appreciate it. 5 stars. Evan Giddings, Mark Grandy. We get into these, you know, heated debates all the time. But we do have a couple of things that we need to kind of lay out, Mark, and that is the playoff schedule this upcoming weekend, because, you know, we're talking about what the Niners could be. They could be the one. They might be the three. That's as far as they can fall. The Philadelphia Eagles could maintain the one. They could be the two. They could fall all the way to the five, depending on what happens in their own division. The Vikings have an outside chance to reclaim the two seed. A lot going on this weekend, Mark. And which games, though, are the ones that you will be paying attention to? Because there is kind of a nice setup for 49ers fans if you're talking about games to be invested in watching, as well as the one, you know, of course, your own against the Cardinals, but as well as everything else going on in the NFC.
Yeah, so the biggest games, obviously, the Eagles game, the Niners game, and the Vikings game. If the Vikings lose, the Niners are guaranteed, at worst, the two seed. And as you mentioned, what's nice for the 49ers is the Vikings play in the early window. If you're watching out on the West Coast, the Vikings and Bears kick off at 10 a.m. Niners don't kick off until 1:25 Pacific Standard Time. So there's a very real possibility that by the time the Niners game kicks off, they will know if they have to win to get the two, or if whatever happens in their game, they will be, at worst, the two seed. So that's a positive for the 49ers. It's kind of, I guess it's nice. It's kind of unfortunate for if you're a huge fan of competitive disadvantage or advantage, you want it to be a level playing field. But what else is really interesting, Evan, is when you're talking about who the Niners might play in the first round of the postseason, if they are the two or the three. And by the way, I guess before I move on, I should say that the Eagles game also kicks at 1:25. So Niners and Eagles will be playing simultaneously. Those two teams will be on a level playing field. Niners won't be able to say, oh, the Eagles won, the one seed's out of reach, let's rest everyone and be happy with the two or whatever the case is. But what is interesting is the Packers play on Sunday night. They're playing the Lions. The Lions need help from the Seahawks. The Rams need to beat the Seahawks in order for the Lions to make the playoffs. They also need to win against the Packers. And if you're a Niner fan, maybe worry about Aaron Rodgers potentially, this could be unfortunate. Because say the Seahawks win on Sunday afternoon, and then that means when the Lions play on Sunday night, the Lions essentially have nothing personally to play for. Even if they beat the Packers, they aren't going to the playoffs. The Seahawks would. And maybe that means they don't try as hard to knock off the Packers. I'm not so sure. I'm not sure that's, you know, in Dan Campbell's blood to ever give up, even if his team isn't going to make the postseason.
But like, if it might piss him off more.
It might. And that's a division rival, a team that has, you know, given the Lions nightmares for as long as anyone can remember. But that's kind of a scheduling quirk that I think is a little unfortunate for the NFL. It probably doesn't affect the 49ers all that much, Evan. It's just, you know, who they're going to play potentially in the first round. But a lot to look forward to really all day long. 10 o'clock, one game, the Vikings game. 1 o'clock, Niners and Eagles. And then the evening game on Sunday is the Packers. So there'll be something to watch really all day on Sunday for Niner fans.
Yeah, and something to watch for the players too, and the coaching staff, depending on how you want to approach that game. I'm sure Kyle Shanahan has 17 different contingency plans, depending on, you know, what they want to do and what the result or the obtainable result could be. Although at the end of the day, if you're aiming for the one seed, which I'm sure they are, then Philadelphia is really the only team you would want to pay attention to, but you can't. So maybe, you know, that doesn't affect the approach as much. I do think it will be nice to know whether or not you have the two seed by the time you kick off. And I'm sure there will be people paying attention to that throughout the day. As fans, it's a reason really to be locked in, you know, to NFL Sunday all day. And I think like week 18 always has playoff implications, but for a team that has locked in, you know, at least two home games, we're assuming, of course, they beat Arizona. It is interesting that, like, I can't remember, Mark, if there are too many last weeks of football where there are this many implications on the line for a top seed. Like, generally, the one seed has sort of established itself. I think it's a little bit different in recent years because now only one bye is available as opposed to there being two before the playoff switch and the addition of that seventh team. But if you're the 49ers right now, all you can do is feel good about what you've done. I mean, you're trying to work hard this week. You're trying to get your practice reps in. You're approaching it just like any other football game. I think last week against Las Vegas told you, of course, you can't overlook any opponent, but you get to come home. You get your last home game at Levi's Stadium, knowing you get at least your first home game in the postseason at Levi's Stadium. So you get a chance to build kind of a playoff rhythm, so to speak, of what how you want to lay out your week. But if you're the 49ers, you're kind of sitting pretty no matter what happens across the rest of the league.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you control your destiny for the two seed. And I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, obviously you want the one, but you kind of until this week never really thought that it was a possibility because, you know, a couple of weeks ago, the Eagles needed to lose three in a row. You needed to win three in a row to get the one seed. That seemed like the last thing that would ever happen over these past 3 weeks. But the reality is, 2 weeks down and you still have a shot. So that's finally like a real possibility that you can actually start thinking about. But before that, it really never was on the table. And if you were to ask Niner fans, and I know we've had this conversation a lot, specifically in relation to the Vikings, but if you were to ask any Niner fan, say rewind 5 weeks, even just 4 weeks ago, that they would be with a win in week 18, the two seed in the NFC, everyone would be ecstatic. So, I mean, regardless of what happens with the Eagles game, Brian Daboll, head coach of the Giants, who are playing the Eagles, saying they're not going to rest anyone, even though they're locked into the sixth seed and can't gain or lose anything in terms of playoff positioning by winning or losing. Now, I'll believe that when I see it. Maybe they
start are you taking
everyone.
His word for that?
I've learned to never take a head coach's word when he's talking to the media. I mean, they're basically paid to lie or at least to deceive in some way. I'll believe it when I see it. I think there's a real possibility that he starts everyone. But, you know, maybe they check out by halftime or every drive you have one fewer starter in there, something like that. I'm not sure they're going full bore if this was a must win game. So I'll believe it when I see it there. But regardless, for the 49ers, you know that the two seed is in your control and everyone in the organization, outside of the organization, would have absolutely done crazy things for that opportunity just a month ago. So the Niners have it in front of them, the two seed. You know, it guarantees you two home games if you win that first one. Then who knows? Crazy things happen in the football postseason. You might not need the one seed to host the NFC Championship game. You could have three home games in the NFC playoffs if things break your way as the two seed. So we will see. I do think the Niners will be perfectly fine with the two seed, and that is completely in their control. But we'll see what happens in Philadelphia as well on Sunday.
Yeah, I take Brian Daboll's word for it at length. Like, I think that he will start his starters. I also don't think that they'll finish the game.
Yeah.
Like, I think we'll see Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. Like, they want to get their work, and I don't think they just want to take a week off before the postseason starts. And if you're telling me that you get a look at Philadelphia, who needs a win, then they get to kind of, in a way, get a slight measuring stick of what, you know, a top or playoff-like team is going to be. So I think Daboll will start his guys. I just think they won't play more than a half. So I think that's how that game ends up. But I do think that's also the reason why the Eagles are 14-point favorites at home.
I think
the bigger question would be if Jalen Hurts played.
I was going to say the same thing. And, you know, maybe there's a bit of a cat-and-mouse game going on. Maybe Nick Sirianni announces Jalen Hurts as the starter, and the Giants are like, all right, well, even if we try to win this game, we're probably not going to anyway. So let's rest everyone. But then maybe Nick Sirianni throws out Gardner Minshew. I don't know what's going to happen in that game. But the good news for the 49ers, of course, you want the one seed. But the good news is you do not need to rely on the Eagles doing anything to lock up that two seed. And that two seed, we've talked about it a lot. It's much more valuable than the three. It's probably not going to affect the opponents that you're playing that much. They're probably going to be relatively same quality, difficulty. But it means, assuming you win on wild card weekend, which isn't a given, but assume that you do, you're going to have another home playoff game and potentially two more home playoff games. So it's valuable, and the Niners have that completely in their own control.
Okay, and we're going to get deeper into that on our Friday preview episode of the weekend's game. Week 18, Arizona Cardinals come to Levi's Stadium to take on your San Francisco 49ers. We'll dive into that on Friday. We're going to get into also, I think, some of the interesting matchups in the AFC, because really that's where a lot of the movement is going around. For those of you who are fans of the entire NFL, we'll break that down as well. And also get into some of the potential active or inactives for the 49ers. They have some decisions to make this week with Debo Samuel returning to practice. Elijah Mitchell's IR window is up, so he will be back this week, whether they choose to use them or not. We're talking about which starters are going to play for the New York Giants, which starters are going to play for the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to get into that on Friday as well, Mark, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it as well. A lot going on across the NFL, and perhaps on Friday we have another release from the NFL about the Bengals-Bills game. I mean, first and foremost, thoughts are with DeMar Hamlin and his family, but the fact remains that there is an unplayed game in the AFC right now, and what's going to go on there? I mean, I don't know how they're going to make it up, considering how late in the season that they are. So maybe by the Friday episode, we'll have a better idea of that. But again, first and foremost, thoughts to DeMar Hamlin. But certainly still a lot to talk about as the NFL gets ready for Week 18.
Yeah, we wish DeMar Hamlin a hopeful, speedy recovery. Thoughts and prayers go out to his family and everyone that, you know, was kind of shooken up by that. We hope that everyone else has, you know, restored some of their balance as well. But that'll do it for this episode of the 415ers podcast. Mark Grandy, Evan Giddings with you as always, coming at you on the Odyssey Sports Podcast Network. We'll talk to you on Friday. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of the middle of your week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.